irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, July 20th. We're back. We're live today.
We are live today.
Yes. And we're alive today, too, which is very important.
Are we?
I think so. We're talking.
I guess so.
We're awake.
That's true.
What the hell?
That's true.
And we're healthy, thank God. So what do you think? LA is back to wearing masks and being very careful. And already I'm starting to see friction between vaccinated and non-vaccinated people.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's blaming each other for problems and shit like that. And
because
People don't know what the hell's going on, you know?
Nobody knows what's going on. Everyone loves to tell people what to do with their bodies. I'm vaccinated. I didn't want to be vaccinated. I did it just because I have asthma. But at the same time, you know, even as a vaccinated person, I think everyone has the right to choose. And I think that a lot of the people who are complaining about people not being vaccinated are the same people that are, you know, telling other people that they my body, my choice when it comes to other issues. Yeah. So I think that we need to just accept that not everybody wants to be vaccinated and not everybody trusts it. Not everybody thinks the same and not everybody has the same thoughts. And not everyone knows what the fuck is going to happen and what any of the side effects are of COVID in 5 years from now and the vaccination in 5 years from now and the air
we're
breathing.
That's what worries me, you know?
Yeah.
And now with the new variant, the Delta variant, and who knows how many more we're going to have before we fucking die, you know? But the thing is that, you know, I don't know if it's ever going to be over. I mean, we opened up LA June 15th, it hasn't been barely a month, and already we're back to where we were before.
Yeah.
You know, businesses don't know what to do anymore, you know? I mean, I don't know. You go to restaurants, you go here, you go there, you go to stores, whatever. You don't know anymore, you know? And
I think things aren't exactly where they were because things are still open. Things aren't really shut down. We've just added wearing masks back.
Well, but before June 15th, that's not true. I mean, you know.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah. Things, you know, a lot of restaurants have opened back up. Things are back at full capacity. So it's just adding a mask back on.
I don't know. I think they're going to. So you can still eat inside in a restaurant?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, that hasn't changed.
Okay.
In fact, yesterday I was at the coffee shop down the street. I love that place, but they take forever. Like, it's like...
What is it, Sweet Butter?
No, Tortoni.
Oh,
their coffee is awesome, and they're so sweet. They are the absolute nicest employees, but they want to have a five-minute conversation with every person who buys a coffee, and it drives me absolutely nuts, but they are so nice. Like, I cannot stress enough how nice they are. So I'm just like, I hate
they
being
like
annoyed. Yeah, you know, like the New Yorker in me is like, let's hurry it up already, you know? Like, there's three people in front of me, and I've been waiting for 15 minutes. Like, this is a coffee shop. You get the muffin, you get the whatever else, the coffee, and then you go, you know.
True, but it's not just a New York thing. I gotta tell you, I'm like that too, you know.
Yeah.
I'm very impatient.
Well, you're Israelis are very impatient.
We're very impatient.
Yeah, you're like, come
we
on, let's go.
We don't even stand in lines, you know. We just kind of like gather all together and just one bunch of people.
Maybe it's a Jewish thing.
Maybe it is. I don't know. But the thing is that it's not fun not to be patient, you know?
I know.
Mean, you know, I always like rush when I drive, even though I know I'm going to get there on time and it's not going to change on the GPS. It's going to stay the same. So what's my hurry, you know?
Yeah.
But I do it anyway, you know, and I give myself enough time to...
I used to say that when I worked in restaurants and people were like, why are you rushing? I'm like, I have to hurry up and get it done so then I don't have to do it. You know, yeah. I got to hurry up and do this so then I can sit. It's like when I leave work, any job I've ever done, I like speed home. I speed home faster than I sped there. And I'm like, I'm literally going home. I'm like, why do I feel like I have to hurry up and get home?
Yeah. You see, it's just in the temperament of the person, I think. You know?
I guess so.
You can't make it go away.
I've definitely gotten much better. I'm like probably I'm probably like 25-30% less anxious than I used to be. But yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're lucky that way.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough.
I mean, if you're like that after 30% decrease,
I know.
I can't imagine what you were like before.
It's changing coasts, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I was a raging maniac in New York every single day.
Yeah.
Every day I'd be like barking at people on the street, like, get out of the way already, you know? Because in New York, it's like you have this massive sidewalk and then you have like a family and they're all like holding hands with their arms spread out, taking up the entire sidewalk. I'm like, can we just have some spatial awareness here? Like any, like you pick a side, you pick the right side or the left side. You don't go like smack in the middle and then spread out.
Yeah.
You know,
people don't care. They
don't
think.
Care.
Yeah. They
it
don't
drives
think
me
about
crazy.
These things, you know,
I think people should get tickets for that. I think you should get a citation for taking up the whole sidewalk.
Mm.
I mean, it would be a family of three. It would be like two parents and a baby, and they're all doing the arm swing thing. I'm like, it's Monday afternoon. Get out of the way. Like, if you want to do this on a Sunday, I get it. But, like, it's Monday afternoon. Like, right. Go to Central Park if you want to dilly-dally around. Like, the rest of us are trying to get the show on the road
here.
Yeah. You know?
No, they don't think about these things, you know. I mean,
and that's why
but
the
would
world
you,
is selfish.
I mean, if you're
yeah.
like a tourist and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
I absolutely
know.
Do.
If I saw we were like blocking people, maybe I would. But
I mean, I'm hyper aware of my surroundings. I'm always trying to.
No, but you're
be
different.
Out of the
I
way.
Mean, if you have a family with a few kids, you know, it's not easy.
I mean, I've nannied a lot before, and I'm always like, "Get out of the way! You're in the way." You know. I'm like, you're blocking this lady. Look behind you. You know, you have to teach kids that they have to look around. That's what my mom did to me.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know, man.
I watched this movie that so perfectly explained what it's like being in a Jewish family.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Shiva. It's on HBO Max. I just watched it last night. And the whole movie gave me a complete anxiety attack.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Why?
It's called Shiva Baby. And it's this it takes place at a Shiva.
Right.
They had just come back from the funeral. And yeah, like you just got to watch it. But the whole thing is just like the way the parents are talking and come over and see this person and that person. And then the girl is like, she's probably like in her very early 20s and she's just having a complete like meltdown on the inside, like panicking, not wanting to like express that she's like having a really hard time with everything that's going on, and she's just being pulled in all directions and how everyone's talking over each other and overlapping and the conversation never ends and the, like no one ever takes a breath and they just keep going and going and going and going, and I get it, you know. I watched that movie and I was like, yes they
but
so
why did it give you an anxiety? I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why? Because it was like too much going on or something?
Yeah, it was. They make it so that, well, first of all, the whole thing takes place in the same house. Like, they don't change locations. Like, the whole thing is in the same house. So you're like trapped in this house.
That's what Shiva is, you know? I mean, people that don't know, after someone Jewish dies, you spend 7 days usually at the dead person's house with the wife, with the husband, whoever died,
and
the kids, and everybody comes and visits them and, you know, bring their condolences.
Brings food. And
right, food and all that stuff.
You just eat for 7 days, basically.
Yeah, exactly. But you're also stuck with family, you know, and sometimes people don't get along, you know.
Yeah, totally. And there's just like there's an anxiety to Jewish families, I find. You know, there's like a heightened way of speaking. And I don't mean for the more intelligent. I just mean for the Like, what are you doing? Get over here. Da, 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 da. Don't forget this. Don't forget that. Did you do this? Did you do that? Da, da, da. Like, it's just nonstop pecking. Like, there's a lot of pecking going on in Jewish families. And it's both funny, endearing, and annoying. Right. And yeah, I just...
So it gives you anxiety. Okay, well, yeah. You know.
Yeah. I thought this movie was
great,
though.
But you still watched it.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, the whole thing was made to build your anxiety because, like... like the guy she was sleeping with ended up being at the Shiva and you know, and then it goes on from there. I don't want to give too many spoilers, but
yeah. Have you seen the new Woody Allen movie, A Rainy Day in New York?
No.
It's actually pretty good. I mean, I started watching it, but you know.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. I mean, it's pretty nice and does take place in New York and everything. And
yeah.
Of course, it's always about romance and relationships and things like that, you know. But I thought I'd watch it because every other movie is just shooting and violence, you know. That's all you get.
It's true.
Really. I mean, that's all you get. Or maybe that's the movies they offer me because that's what I watch, you know. I don't know.
They offer what you're interested in, yeah, and then you're not interested anymore because you're bored.
Right. You know, I mean, how many movies can you watch with his daughter got kidnapped, his family got killed, you know, and it's always the same, you know, revenge this, revenge that, you
know. Totally.
You know, or about drug lords and shit like that, you know. I mean,
I know.
It's not original anymore, you know.
I just saw a really lovely movie, actually. It was a Nicolas Cage movie. I haven't seen any reviews, but I've talked to a few people about this film, and people said that it got bad reviews, but my friend and I saw it, and we both thought it was a stunning film. Mm. It's called Pig, and it's about Nicolas Cage. He has kind of like withdrawn from the world and goes to live in the woods with his truffle pig.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Because for anyone who doesn't know, that's how they harvest truffles, like to make truffle oil and stuff, is pigs go out and they find them by trees and stuff.
Oh, really?
And that's how they farm truffles by pigs. Yeah. Little piggies find it. And yeah, I don't want to give any spoilers, but it was a really, really lovely film.
Oh, okay, good.
It was
good.
Really lovely, yeah.
And that's not with shooting or anything. It sounds like a drama.
No, yeah.
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 Hmm. That's unusual for Nicolas Cage.
I know. Right? He was really great. He was really, really great. And my friend and I were talking about his career because, like, he's seen as, like, such a goofball, but, like, from an actor's point of view, like, he does really great work and he's always willing to, like, kind of go out there and be out there. And so that, like, no fear mentality, I think, is so admirable as an actor to be able to just, like, show up and just do, you know.
Right.
He's
done so many movies, you know.
So many movies, so many kinds of movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, maybe I'll try and watch it, but it doesn't sound like something I'd want to watch, you know?
Is it
just him and the pig, the whole movie?
No, not at all.
Okay, there's people.
Yeah.
Okay.
The pig's only in part of the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
But the character does come in touch with people.
Yeah, totally. There's definitely other people involved.
Okay, so it's not like he's alone.
It's not like Cast Away, which I also think is a great movie.
Yeah. But you said he wanted to go off the grid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe that's why.
And it's about him having to go back into society for a moment to figure some things out that I don't want to spoil. But it was great. It was really great. I was thoroughly depressed after.
Yeah. My God, the emotions you go through with movies.
I know. I know.
I wish I was moved like that by movies, you know?
Yeah.
But
I'm invested. You know, invested.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
That's
yeah.
why I went into acting, because movies have always moved me. You know?
Yeah.
So. Mm.
I don't know. Most movies I watch at home, I don't even finish watching them, man. I've yet to find one good movie that I can sit through the whole thing, you know.
Yeah, totally.
I'm telling you, it's just like everything I'm watching is like I've seen this 100 times before.
Yeah, totally.
The same way.
That's how I feel about a lot of music.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like a lot of songs like are, especially if you kind of like, if I find an artist nowadays that I like, I'll find like one song that I really like by them and then I listen to the rest of the album. And all of the songs seem like different variations
of the same
song.
Yeah. Well, if it's a good song, then it's not a bad thing, right?
No, but it's usually just one song. There's not many artists now that I, you know, go through the album and every song. Like, take Queen, for example. Like, every Queen song sounds so different than the last, you know?
Yeah. That's true.
You know, I miss artists that sound so different on every track.
Yeah. And some bands actually have more than one singer, so their songs are different, you know, because they sometimes write their own songs.
Yeah.
So it's like you can tell who wrote the song by the way it's sung, you know, like for example, Fleetwood Mac, you know.
Great.
You have Christy McVie, she's got her own type of songs. And then you got Stevie Nicks, who's a different kind of songs.
Yep.
And then you have Lindsey Buckingham, who also writes, and his songs are different. And that's what I like, you know, when a band doesn't sound the same all the time, you know. The Eagles, the same way, you know. They got several singers there. The group Chicago. I can think of a lot of bands that, you know. But then some of them, like, they all sound the same, you know, because it's the same singer, the same songwriters.
I like that because I think it shows singer. I feel like lead singers are so idolized. And they're fantastic.
They're the frontman, you know?
Yeah, they're the frontman, but like they're one piece in a band,
right.
You know. So I appreciate that.
No, that's true, you know. And plus, you know, if you put a few singers, songwriters together in the same band, you're going to have that, you know, or they're going to fight all the time, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
That's probably what happens sometimes. That's why they break up, you know.
Yeah, totally.
There's like competition and stuff. But you have to admit that the singer gets the most attention because they're like the sound of the band, you know?
Yeah.
And when you replace a singer, it's different. And some people don't like the new one. And some bands, I actually like the new one too, you know, if they bring a new singer or something. Not always, but like Van Halen, for example. When Sammy Hagar came on board, I mean, I had liked him before, you know, so. And I think the songs he sings are just as cool as Lee Roth, you know?
Yeah.
So what other bands changed singer? Trying to think. I can't think right off the bat. But
so many.
Yeah. You know,
so many.
There have been some. And then they did not succeed anymore, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's also kind of like when singers go off on their own to do a solo thing.
Right, right.
It doesn't always work.
Right. But it works for them better than it would work for the drummer or the guitar player who are not known, really, except by the fans, you know?
That's true. So, but the thing about the other musicians is they can usually go off and find work.
Yeah.
You know, they might not be recognized for who they are, but... You know,
right?
They can usually
they'd be
find
recognized
some kind of
in
work.
The industry or something. You
yeah,
know?
Totally.
But the singer, yeah, they can go off on their own and succeed just as much, you know.
Yeah,
and they do, you know. So, you got to be the singer in the band.
I know. I was.
Last night, I was invited to go to a gathering of a few musicians. Playing together and stuff.
Was it Six Gun Sal?
No, it's not. It's not a band. It's just separate people coming together to play, you know?
That's always fun, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been fun, but I heard how many people are coming, and I thought, you know, sit in a closed room now, especially when now that I'm kind of freaking out about COVID.
Yeah.
I felt maybe I shouldn't go.
Yeah.
So I didn't go. But... You know, but that's the problem now is that even vaccinated people get it. So you go, well, you know, you at least want to, when you're vaccinated, to feel more secure, safer or something,
you're not,
you know?
You're probably not going to be hospitalized or die. That's what the vaccine does.
Yeah, but with the other variants, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
Nobody knows.
I mean, you know, people are dying like in India. I read the headline... There's already like around 1 million deaths.
Well, they were also giving fake vaccines in India.
Yeah.
My friend's from India and I was hanging out with him this weekend and he was telling me they were giving people water shots.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's crazy.
Man. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
That's why I like living here in the United States, you know? I mean, we've got a lot of shit going on, but still.
Yeah, we do have a lot of shit going on.
But it's still better than other places, I think, you know?
Not the worst place, not the best place.
Yeah.
Arguably on both ends.
Yeah, exactly. Arguably. Yeah. I happen to love this country. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, with all the shit that's going on. And I posted something yesterday on Facebook that I always like to see the Olympic team, you know, because to me, they always represented like America, you know, like.
Yeah.
And the pride of America, you know, the always showing that. I mean, there's a reason why many Americans win gold medals and silver medals or medals in general, you know. Usually we're in the top two or something, you know, top three maybe. Often we're number one. And I don't know why that is, either because we have technology. I don't know what we have to make the athletes better than others, you know.
America really caters to athletes.
Yeah, but so do like China and Russia, and that's why they do very well too. But yeah, so I never could figure out why the U.S. is doing so well. Because look, in those communist countries, I can understand they would sort of like just groom the kids to be good athletes from an early age. You know, I can see that. But here, you don't really see that, you know, and at least not, I don't know if it's forced there, but if they want to take you as a, as an athlete, I think you couldn't say no, you know. But, yeah, so I still don't know why we do so well, but we do, you know. And I, the only thing I can think of is that we have a lot of technology. However that helps, I don't know. But what else could it be?
Even when we didn't have a lot of technology, America has always been all about sports, you know.
Right.
I remember even in middle school and high school, the athletes were completely idolized.
Right.
You know, even
but I
got to
tell
students.
You, in many countries, it's like that too, you know.
I'm sure, yeah.
I mean, you know, like you can tell by the countries that do well, like Germany and stuff, you know. And yeah, so I don't know, but we seem to be leading in a lot of different things. And I don't know, it makes me happy. It makes me
proud.
Like in, yeah, like in movies we lead, in technology we lead, I think in medicine we lead, you know. And I think it's because so many people from so many different places come here together, you know,
yeah,
and put brains
sense.
Together, you know.
Yeah, we have an influence from other places.
Right, you know. I mean, you have great engineers coming from Russia and stuff like that. You know, I mean, I know that many of the Russian immigrants helped Israel become advanced, you know, because they're engineers, they're scientists,
yeah,
whatever. Not everybody, obviously, but many of them, many of the immigrants to Israel have from Russia have been very educated, you know. So, yeah, so we get a lot of people here from everywhere. And there's
almost,
good things to there's a good side
yeah,
to it.
I was gonna say I'm almost if you really think about it, like as difficult as Americans can be as far as like telling them what to do, I'm almost surprised that we're good athletes.
Really?
Yeah. Like I'm kind of surprised by our demeanor that we're like good at things sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you could say we have a lot of freedom, but I don't think you can ever have enough freedom, you know, to do what we want for the most part, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of freedom, I saw an Apple, I don't know if it was Apple or like AT&T. It was a phone ad, definitely for an iPhone. And it said, what did it say? My brain.
It'll come to you in a second.
Yeah, but basically it was very short wording, but it was basically talking about like, something about privacy. If you have an iPhone, then you have like the ultimate privacy, which I thought was such a joke, you know, right?
Yeah.
Like everyone talks about they're afraid of the microchip from the vaccine and, you know, the vaccines are all going to be tracking us and,
right,
you know, Obama's microchip or whoever's microchip these days. And it's like, if you're really afraid of a microchip in the vaccine,
right, or being tracked,
that's what I'm
don't
saying.
Have
like,
a phone.
Don't have a phone. Like,
right,
we're all being tracked,
right?
So
all
much.
The time.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's what Apple says. Essentially, is The reason they're saying that is because now they give you a choice whether a website can follow you and track you or not. You know, they give you that option when the website comes up. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, that helps, you know. But
if you couldn't hear it, I just rolled my eyes.
But, yeah, no, you're right. I mean, we already have a chip that's following us everywhere.
Yeah.
There's no
doubt. Between that and the GPS on the car and...
Right.
I mean, if but we needed if to be can, found, we could be found.
But what if they can control you through it, you know, like you're thinking and stuff?
Well, I mean, sometimes I say things and then ads start to come up, things that I've never searched on my phone.
Right.
Ads just start popping up, you know? Right. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah, I know, but I'm thinking of if they turn us into fucking robots or something. But at I'm thinking that, you know, many world leaders have already taken it, you know, so.
Oh, the vaccine?
Yeah, the vaccine. So I'm thinking, okay, well, if there's something there, then we're all in it together, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I don't know. I think, like I told you before the show, I think the most pressing thing is COVID. And then you worry about the side effects, I think.
I just kind of want to be left alone.
I know.
You know, like, I don't want to have to, like, worry about this kind of thing. Like, I feel like we're entering a societal collapse. I think that in the next 25 years, things are going to be completely different as we know. I mean, it always has been. I feel like every decade has changed, you know, how we live and how we function, especially with the rise of technology. But I don't know. I think we're about to enter into some really, really uncharted territory.
Yeah. No, I mean, I believe a lot of what we've built crumbles, there's a lot of bad influence going on, you know? And I just don't want to think about it, man. Don't want to think about it.
Yeah. But somehow I can't help but think about it.
Yeah, because it's happening, you know? It's happening.
I've gotten to a point. I've always been really terrified of the apocalypse. That has been like my greatest fear, like as a child and a young adult, was like the apocalypse. I used to have apocalyptic nightmares all the time. And now I'm kind of at a point where I'm like, you know what? Societal collapse? Great.
Yeah.
You know? Like if
bring it on.
Yeah, bring it on. That's kind of how I feel. That's really kind of how I feel.
Really?
Yeah. Like I feel like if we didn't have to live life by the structures we live by, that's kind of a relief to me.
Yeah.
You know, let's all just stop working. No more. Like, let's all just live out on the street.
Yeah, but that brings lawlessness, you know?
So be it.
It's
coming. It's coming anyway.
But we're going to not survive even a fucking day if these things are going to happen. I wanted to bring up this article that I saw in San Francisco, I guess. They have a very serious shoplifting problem.
Mm.
And people break into cars as well. Now,
yeah, it's bad there right now.
Yeah. So what does that do? You know, I mean, and that's from defunding the police. You know, what else could it be?
COVID, everyone moved out, and now everyone's just homeless there. It's the most expensive city in the country.
But it's not the homeless that are doing this, you know? I mean, you know, people come in and they just take things. I mean, they just walk in and they take things. They're not even afraid. That's what I'm saying. There's no consequences. But that's what happens, you know, and what does it do to businesses, you know?
Did they actually defund the police? I didn't know that they had defunded the police in San Fran.
I think they've reduced. I didn't see in the article. I didn't see the whole thing. But I'm sure that's what it is. I mean, why would it start all of a sudden?
I mean, it's been since COVID. I mean, the city is completely collapsed. My roommate just went there a couple weeks ago for work, and he said the streets are dead. There's no one there. You know, San Francisco used to be this buzzing place, people walking around and biking and tourists and sightseeing, this beautiful, awesome place. And he's like, it's a ghost town now.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's the thing. People close their businesses. If I had shoplifting and nobody would stop them, I would say, you know, I can't run my business this way. You know, I mean, what is this?
Yeah, it's always been kind of a little bit of a wild place, too.
You know, so, you know, I mean, I don't know. Crime is going to kill us, you know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, if things happen the way you're saying, not going to work, all this stuff, the criminals are going to take over, you know. It's
I mean, people who don't consider themselves criminals are going to become criminals.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and then you're going to have to become a criminal because you're going to have to defend yourself.
Right. But they want to take away the guns. So how are you going to protect yourself?
I mean, I have nothing against guns. I have things against gun regulations.
Right.
That's where I'm at.
Right.
I think if you want to have one, you should have one, but you should have training. You should have to know how to use it. You should have a permit. You
Absolutely.
A safe place, especially if there's like a kid in the house or something. Like,
right.
I think it's a big topic, but I think you should have to, you know.
But people are entitled, I think, to have guns if they want them. I do think you should have a license, you know. Mm-hmm. But if we don't, there's no way we're going to survive, you know. It's because only the criminals are going to have guns, you know.
No way.
Why?
If society really, really, really started collapsing, I would absolutely have a firearm.
Right.
I would absolutely have one.
How would you get one? What if they were not selling them?
No,
I mean, the stores were closed. Let's say the stores
closed. Yeah, that's great. There's tons of people who get them outside of stores.
Right, and that's what I'm saying, you know, that criminals are the ones that have the guns, and the people that want to get it legally, they have to go through shit, you know. But, but God help us if we get to that point, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just
God help us.
Get on a raft with my cats and go in the middle of the ocean.
I mean, right now in South Africa, which is a Western country, okay, it's different from all the African countries.
Mm.
It's like here.
Mm-hmm.
I lived there for a year. Beautiful land, too. You know, I mean, nature is unbelievable there. But they're still having problems there, you know. This time, I don't think it was racial because, well, first of all, the blacks do rule there now, you know, and they're the majority. That was the problem there before with apartheid, is that a small group of white people, you know, alienated the black population, who is a lot larger. Mm. So they were not representing the country, and that was the problem. So, and now, though, because the former president was put in jail, some people didn't like it, and now there's riots and stuff there, and looting and all that stuff. Shortages of food, of gasoline. I mean, just imagine, you know, it doesn't take a lot to have anarchy, you know?
Yeah, I mean, do you remember even just a couple months ago when the oil was cut off or the gas was cut off from the East Coast?
Right.
People were going crazy, yeah.
Yeah, when we didn't have paper products when COVID started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, it was like Black Friday.
Right, but imagine if we start having shortages and everything. What's going to happen?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, Black Friday is an excellent example of this because although it's a day for shopping, every single year you see people on the news getting into fights. Like, I remember people pulling guns out in the malls in Philly. Because somebody got the last television.
Right.
And people are fighting each other with a gun over a television, over a discounted television.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know, people are the problem.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but you got to look at the government, you know, because that's what is supposed to be to keep everything together, you know?
That's the. And when I think we've all learned that that's the last place to look for.
Yeah.
Peace and
yeah, but still, you know, I mean, we don't want to admit it, but without a government, you get anarchy, you know? So you have to have the military, you have to have the police intact, you know?
Mm.
But, yeah, but I mean, don't get me started.
What does that say about humankind if we have to be so managed?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. When you're in masses, it's different. It's mass mentality, you know, herd mentality, whatever.
That's scary.
But yeah. So I'm just thinking shit, you know. I mean, they showed like miles of people standing in line for food in a country that's like an advanced country, supposedly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel bad for the people there, you know. I mean,
that was like when Texas had their power outage. There was lines and lines and lines and lines of people
right.
just trying to get food, and so much food had spoiled. There were people that hadn't eaten in days.
Yeah.
And that's Texas. Texas is like an abundant place.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they're in the middle of the sticks. I'm sure there's places in Texas that are like the sticks, but...
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, the whole world's flooding right now. Everywhere's flooding. There's like disaster everywhere. It's grim. It's just straight
no, it
grim
is.
Out there.
No, it is. I was hoping you'd come with some. Do you have some positive news for a change? What about your positive news website?
Oh, yeah. Tank's good news.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I mean, yeah, you're talking about this like Philadelphia. They're saying a baby was shot in a convenience store.
Oh, my God.
You know?
That's crazy.
Yeah, let me tell you how many people died.
Where was this, Philly?
Philly. At least 36 people were shot over the weekend. That's like 40 people
does
shot.
Does it say where?
In Philadelphia.
I know, but like...
Oh, probably in different places, you know?
Yeah, Philly is not a good spot anymore. I mean, it was starting to become a really great spot, and now it's not.
Right. You know, and this is just homicide. We're not even talking... Or, well, shot, yeah, but... I don't know if there were, only 3 were fatally shot, but still, that's a lot, you know. In New York, every day I read, there's crime in New York, there's a shooting.
Yeah, crime in New York's.
Something, you know, and it's always something, man, but it's scary. Look, 120 children have been shot in Philly since the start of the year. 21 of them died. And I mean, these are children, you know, it's all like being in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, I don't think anybody's aiming for these children. You know, I don't see the point, but they're just victims. You know, they're like, you know.
Yeah.
They're just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I know.
And that's like... terrible. You know, so, yeah, more bad things, you know.
So much bad stuff going on. Jeff Bezos went into space.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up. I guess that's kind of positive, right?
I guess so. I mean, all the billionaires are prepping to leave the planet when it decomposes.
Yeah, right.
And we're just going to be all here.
I know.
With our Toyotas and Hondas.
Did you know that there was an anonymous winner of live auction when they... auctioned off going
yes.
to space.
There was a guy that paid all this money to do it. And they
28
ended up,
million.
Yeah.
And he ended up not going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
And I don't know where I heard this. I think it was one of our shows or something. The guy was quoting the paper. But supposedly the guy said he had a meeting or something or an appointment that he couldn't miss. Now, you know, $28 million, you know?
Yeah.
What meeting could be that important, you know?
Seriously.
But maybe,
this is the meeting.
Right.
This is the important meeting.
Exactly.
With Jeff
you know?
Bezos to go to space.
But if he's got billions of dollars, I guess $28 million is not a lot to just forfeit, you know?
I mean, that would be great. I would take a little bit of that.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Would take just a little chunk. He wouldn't even notice.
Right.
That's the thing is when people can just, who have that much money can just throw it away and then say, I have an important meeting. I'm just going to let $28 million go.
Right.
Like, we could be doing some stuff with that money.
Right.
You know?
And couldn't you plan everything around today, you know, so,
yeah.
You know, so, but, so I don't understand that. I mean, maybe it's not true what they said, but why would he cancel? I mean, for crying out loud.
He probably got scared.
Yeah.
You know, going into space is scary. You're going
it is.
On a,
would you go?
A fucking rocket. Yeah.
You would go.
I think I would go. I would be so motion sick. I like don't do well with like pressures and like speeds. I get very sick.
I don't
easily.
Know.
I have a weak equilibrium.
I think for the most part, though, they just go up there and then they come back, you know?
Yeah.
It like 62 miles above Earth. And yeah, and it was all done before 10 a.m. So they left, they took off, launched, and got back on the same day, you know?
It's crazy. But even just the idea of, like, leaving the planet.
Right.
It's just crazy.
It really is.
You know? I'm still on about the 28 million. I'm like, just give me like a quarter of that. You know, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. You won't even notice.
I know, man. It's unbelievable. So instead of that millionaire, they took an 18-year-old guy. Now, I can't imagine he bid a lot of money. So why did they take him? I don't know.
I think he won a raffle or something.
Really? Because they're talking about winners of an auction. They auctioned off the tickets or the seats.
Yeah, but also, like, don't they have to go through training?
They did. I think they did, yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
An 82-year-old woman was on there, too.
Oh, man, she should have gotten it.
Well, she went. Oh, well, she went up there.
Oh, she did go up.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
No, wait a minute. That's not. Wally Funk?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Is this a man or a woman? Wally sounds like a man, right?
Yeah.
The reason I said a woman, because it looks like a woman to me. But what do I know? So, and then Bezos' brother went up too. So there were four of them.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know if I would have done that, you know? But then again, what the hell? So if you die, you die doing something really big, you know?
Really cool, yeah.
Right.
I guess.
I mean, there's so many ways you can die, you know?
It's true.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, going to space. Richard Branson went last week. You know, the Virgin Airline and the billionaire.
All these billionaires just testing out space.
Yeah, and then Sketchy. Elon Musk is next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he wasn't first.
I know. Well, he tried, but
I'm surprised
he didn't just do it
with like a rocket like strapped to his back. You know,
like
a flamethrower in his hand, knowing him.
Like a jetpack or something.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Have you seen videos of that on Facebook and stuff? Isn't that unbelievable?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys just go up, you know, up in the air with these jetpacks.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable, man. I would love to have that.
I don't know. It's unreliable.
You think so?
Maybe. I'm going to do it over water.
Yeah. Well, they're saying, you know, they're actually above water. That's an emergency landing when you're moving.
Mm.
But they said it's not really a good place to land on water. Oh, but
maybe
that
because
was,
it's heavy and it'll just pull you down.
Oh, you know what the article was about? It was about ways to land if your parachute doesn't open.
Jeez.
When you jump off a plane?
Skydiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done it.
So they're saying that over water, it's not a good idea to land.
Oh, with a parachute? Yeah, because you get tangled
without
in the
parachute. No, without.
Oh, without.
Yeah. This is how you fall. And if your parachute doesn't open, I'm like, how you possibly stay alive? So I don't know about that article, but it was interesting.
They also say you usually pass out from like fear before you hit the ground.
Probably.
That's what happens usually in plane crashes too. People pass out because of the altitude change and fear. Yeah. So
I mean, and you become disoriented, you know, when you do the free fall.
Yeah, you're absolutely disoriented.
I mean, and they're doing all this acrobatics and shit.
I know. When I skydived, I literally started smacking the leg of my tandem jumper and I was like, stop spinning, stop spinning. He wouldn't stop flipping and I was like, I'm going to throw up on you.
Yeah. They can't just do it straight. You know, they have to do
something. Yeah. He just kept like flipping and flipping and flipping. I'm like, dude, I'm like not trained for this. Relax.
Yeah. Just be normal.
Yeah. Just be cool, man.
I can't believe you actually did that.
I did.
Wow.
18,000 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of the highest jumps in the country.
Yeah.
Next to Colorado.
That's pretty high.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would do it again.
You would?
I would, yeah.
Mm. Well, I flew a plane and I made it spin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember I told you that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
I mean, I was heading towards Earth fast. And after I stopped the plane, and I was a student, a flight student, and I went on my solo flight and did stalls because that's what they teach you, you know, how to get out of a stall. And I overdid one, and the plane just started spinning. And
you finally got it back on?
And yeah, so as I'm going down, my whole life goes, you know, and I'm thinking, what? I think the first thing I did is, oh God, no, not yet.
Yeah.
And then I remember, you see, that's the thing, is that the instructor had showed me, he put us into a spin once and showed me how to get out of it. So I was lucky that way. Because if I had gone and I never knew how to get out of it, I would have been dead. I would have crashed.
Oh my God, I'd be like, what did he say? What did he say I was supposed to do?
Yeah. Well, the thing is that, yeah, you're supposed to work with your feet, not with your hands, because the ailerons, the ones that make the plane turn and stuff, they don't work when you're going vertically. Mm. You know, there's no lift. So I had to do just the ones in the back.
What do you mean the ones in the back?
What are they called?
Wait, there's like foot pedals?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There's so many like contraptions.
Right.
I don't like airplanes.
But no, you do a lot of things with your foot. And you had to do it, I think, with your left foot too, because the propeller turns one way and you have to do it with another.
Oh, and so you have to kind of pump the propeller?
No, you don't. You just kind of, what are the things in the back? They're not ailerons, because the ailerons are on the wings in the front. I don't know. I'm blanking out on this, but... but at any rate, it's through the ones in the tail that would make the plane go straight.
Mm.
So I felt like G-forces on me, because as the plane was straightening out, I felt this pressure on my head.
Mm-hmm.
And that can disorient you in no time at all.
Yeah. Ugh.
So I'm telling you, I had a guardian angel that day, for sure.
Mm.
For sure. It wasn't my time.
That's terrifying.
I know. So now that I'm afraid of flying, but I don't know if it was because of that. I'm telling you, I can trace that back to a few years ago when I went on a plane when I had an edible before that.
You weren't flying?
No.
Okay.
On a commercial airplane.
Okay, great.
I had...
Like, no, not an edible.
No. I'd eaten an edible before, because I was having them at the time and I could function everything, but I had never taken one going on a plane.
Mm.
So I'm going on the plane, I'm sitting as the plane sitting there, and I'm going, how is everybody so calm? I mean, we could fucking crash, you know?
Yeah,
when the plane takes off. And then I was terrified when we were up in the air, you know. I'm like, maybe I should come back by car, you know.
I know.
It was pretty far.
I always think that, too. I'm like, oh, my God, we're just, like, in a metal tube. There's, like, nothing under us. Oh,
right.
My God. Like, how is a plane even, like, up? Like, how are we even up here? Like,
right.
How is this staying afloat in the air? Why is this happening? I just don't understand. Like, my brain just does not understand.
Yeah. It's just like in water, you know? Like if you're on skis in the water, right?
Mm.
If you're not moving, you sink. But
oh,
when you move,
that.
Yeah, I mean, you would sink. Think about it, you know? I mean, that your feet might go up, but, you know.
Ugh.
But the thing is that you stay up when you're moving, because then it becomes like when you're going up in speed, it becomes like a solid surface, you know?
Mm.
And with the air, it's kind of like the same thing, you know?
I don't like that.
You're going fast, and then you have lift and everything.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, huh?
I don't like that at all.
I know.
It's
well,
spooky. It's spooky.
I know, man. The fears we get as we get older, you know? Funny thing is, when you're a kid, you're not afraid of anything.
Oh, I was
know?
Afraid of everything. I'm less
oh, really?
Afraid of things now.
Oh. What the hell is this?
Here, but I did okay, want to get let me,
we have guests.
I just turned on a page that I don't know why it started talking. But, yeah, final thing is Bitcoin fell below 30,000, which hasn't happened since December. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with this, but I'm glad I'm out.
Mm.
You know, I didn't lose that much, so.
Yeah.
I'm okay with
I
that.
I heard it plummeted.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.